You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
With me today is Stuart Lawler, our friend from Sight and Sound Technology, who is head of digital content. Welcome, Stuart. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Jackie. Great to be here back on Tech Talk again. Lovely to chat to you.
Well, today we'd like to talk about JAWS and all the various subscriptions. As people know, there has been a restructure of JAWS of late. So I wonder if you'd be able to break that down in as kind of understandable for people as possible, Stuart, that put it that way.
Yeah, sure, Jackie. And it's also probably worth saying that these, what we're saying about JAWS today, also is valid for Zoom Text and Fusion as well. So it's right across that product line.
Okay.
So you'll be aware, and I think your listeners will be aware, that in the US, customers were able to partake in subscriptions for JAWS, Zoom Text and Fusion for the last number of years, actually. And we would have had a lot of questions over the years. When is this coming to the UK and Ireland? What's going to happen? And there was a lot of work going on behind the scenes to try to put a model in place that would allow people to take advantage of a subscription, to take advantage of a software maintenance agreement if they had a license already, and crucially, to make sure, where possible, that people were always on the latest version. Because Jackie, you know yourself, the way in which software changes every day. I think I opened Teams the other day and something had changed overnight, you know?
Yep.
So we're always, and you know, even with the latest version of some of the specialist technology, that can even be a little bit behind. We have to wait for an update to come out. So we're always, I suppose, wanting to make sure that we have a maximum level of being able to access these applications in an efficient way. So that's kind of the background. The subscription models that have come in as of the last week or so, and I suppose maybe if we talk about subscriptions first, the subscription is best suited to somebody who does not have a current JAWS license. So depending on where you are on your JAWS usage, JAWS, Zoom Text or Fusion, the subscription model may or may not be for you. And there are three types of subscription, and we're talking about JAWS Home at the moment, but there are also subscriptions available for JAWS Professional licenses. So the subscription durations are 1, 2, or 3 years, and there are various different price points for those subscriptions. We do not have the ability to charge monthly. And if you were doing a 2 or 3 year payment, it is an upfront payment. So the difference between a subscription and maybe a perpetual license, the older perpetual license, is that if somebody just wants a 1 year subscription, it's obviously going to be cheaper for them to do that than have to buy a full JAWS license. So the subscriptions are timed. And as I say, they will run for 1, 2, or 3 years. Then we come on to software maintenance agreements, which have been around a long time within JAWS. And the idea, of course, in the old days for a software maintenance agreement was that you would get the next two versions of the software free, essentially. So you were sort of future-proofing yourself for at least the next 2 years. The big difference now with software maintenance agreements is they run for a period of time as opposed to the next two versions. And that's kind of because, yes, we have major versions of JAWS, Zoom Text or Fusion that release every November, but we're not focusing as much on those big releases anymore because there are updates, as you know, Jackie, throughout the year that come out with various fixes and sometimes new features. So a software maintenance agreement, if it's purchased, for example, today, will run for 2 years to the day from the day on which that software maintenance agreement is activated. So not the day you purchase, the day that you install that software maintenance agreement and activate it, then that software maintenance agreement is live.
So that would be mainly for people that keep up to date with their software maintenance agreement, that technically then runs out when JAWS 26 is released. Is that correct?
Well, it will run out in 2 years' time. So if JAWS, if you're running, so for example, today we are We are doing this recording on the 18th of August. If you were to activate your subscription to, or your software maintenance agreement today, it would expire on the August 2027, on the 18th of August 2027.
Yeah.
And at that point, we'd be in JAWS. You'd be just about to come on to JAWS 2028. So you'd be running JAWS 27.
Yeah.
Now, when the software maintenance agreement expires, you'll be notified 90 days prior to the expiration of the license by JAWS. So you will have a message spoken to you by JAWS to say, you know, your license will expire in 90 days. The same message will be spoken in 60 days, in 30 days, in 14 days, and 7 days. And then after 7 days, it will count down every day and give you a reminder that your license is going to expire. So we're sort of hoping that those messages will help people know when their license expire, and then that people can obviously get in touch. And the third thing to mention, Jackie, is people who are on an older license of JAWS at the moment. So if you're on 24 or 23 or 22, and you would like to get onto the latest version, if you upgrade your JAWS, and upgrades are available only until the 31st of October. This is really important. You also must purchase a software maintenance agreement with the upgrade. So that will give you then the next 2 years of updates. After the 31st of October, you would be buying a new JAWS license or a new subscription. So I'm really keen that people who are listening to this, who have an older JAWS license and who are interested in taking advantage of this, would not be caught short and would have a think about upgrading before the 31st of October. The best way to have a conversation, because the pricing of those upgrades will depend where you are and your JAWS license, please give us a call and our sales team would be very happy to talk to you.
Well, Stuart, thank you very much. I hope that has clarified things for everybody. I know it was a little bit convoluted at the beginning. You know, there were a lot of misunderstandings from people, what's going to happen. But hopefully that has clarified the situation a little bit. And we will wait with anticipation, Stuart, to see what happens. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Jackie. It's a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.